Fantastic. And could you tell me about what this research has revealed for teenagers in Brighton?
Right. Very simply, Avios Reward Points wanted to know, because they're involved in activities for families, what are families, particular children, going to be doing during half term? And the numbers came back that a high proportion, surprise, surprise, are going to double their social networking time during half term, because obviously they're not in school. So about 30% say they're going to double their time on social media during half term. We have to remember that, the children, teenagers in Brighton are already spending a tremendous amount of time on television, DVDs, computer games, YouTube, that kind of thing. And so 4 hours of social media time on top of that, we're talking very big hours. And when you then ask them, how many of you could do without your smartphone for a day, 60% said they couldn't last more than a day without their smartphone. But at the same time, the good news is that when you ask, would you like to spend more time with your families, about 83% of children and young people of Brighton and Hove and the surrounding area said they would. So we as parents and adults have to enable children to reconcile, on the one hand, the fact that they want to spend more time with their families, but on the other hand, they're looking at eye-to-screen contact as opposed to eye-to-family contact.
And why do you think teenagers are spending more time in front of screens?
It's real simple. Children have never had so many screens, and those screens have never been able to do so many things. We call a smartphone. It ain't a smartphone. It is a computer, a powerful computer. And the average 10-year-old will have access to 5 screens. I put a refrigerator in a kid's bedroom, they're going to eat more. If I put 5 fridges in their bedroom, they're going to eat a heck of a lot more. And we shouldn't be surprised that with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 screens in a child's life, they are going to consume more recreational screen time. And that's where it's at right now.
How much time do kids in Brighton spend on their phones and in front of TV?
When you look at the Brighton area, we are talking, obviously, depending upon age, and it goes up and probably peaks at around the age of 16. But certainly, by the age of 16, they are spending more time on their screens, recreational screens and communication screens, than they do sleeping. So you're talking about 12 to 15-year-olds spending about 6.5 hours a day on entertainment screen media. You're looking at 7 to 12-year-olds, slightly less, but the numbers are huge. And at the moment, children in Brighton right now, by the time they reach 80 years old, will have spent 20 years of 24-hour days just on entertainment media. A quarter of their life, as if they were awake nonstop for 20 years just watching entertainment media. Those numbers are very, very big. And I think the message for parents is that, entertainment time is great on screens, but the amount does make a difference. And the amount of time they're spending on social media is often displacing, taking away time that may have been spent interacting with their family members. And that is important time.
And what advice would you have for Brighton parents who want their children to spend less time on the screens?
I think that certainly the medical advice now is very straightforward, that all families have got to have some sort of screen rules or boundaries. It's now considered a form of consumption, measured in units of hours and minutes a day, just like you would with sweets or anything else. But also we need to look at what, aside from what they shouldn't be doing, which is excessive amounts of time on recreational screens, what can they be doing? And it's a question of activities. Certainly the Avios research found that they want to do things like going to the cinema, good old-fashioned thing, going to the cinema, going to restaurants, theme parks, seaside, we're in Brighton, and even things like going to the zoo. But there are even activities like using industrial diggers, real boys stuff, all kinds of things, but activities where children are looking at real people and doing real physical things are a medical and developmental necessity which we must make time for in our children's lives.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
Yes, I think that parents need to understand and reconcile the difference between what their children say they necessarily want to do right now versus what parents know is probably in their children's best interest. And that's what the research is showing us. Those parents who want some suggestions as to what they can do with their kids during this half term, there's a website. It's domorewithavios.com.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for your time.
A pleasure.